This is In the Dirt with Asodu.
All right, we are sitting here at the Cars.com booth with Melissa Cartagena, head of digital at AutoNation. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Absolutely. You guys are the life of the party, so like, how could I miss it?
Well, thanks for that.
No one can see your sparkly shoes.
Right.
Those things
are amazing. Yeah. Well, you know, I've never got to sat down with you, and we don't get to talk to AutoNation a lot, so I've got a lot of really deep questions. No, I'm just kidding.
So let's talk about your recent quarterly earnings report.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Page 7.
You could just dial in when that happens.
So explain to me, because you've been in charge of the digital ecosystem at AutoNation for a little while now, yeah. But go back, like, where does your digital experience
Where's my journey start?
Where's your journey start?
You're going to date me. I'm a bit of a digital dinosaur. Like, I've been in the space for almost 20 years, long time. I started at a small agency in Boca Raton, and I remember the day I walked in, I had a customer service background, they're going to be our account manager. I'm like, fantastic. And then I sat down with someone and he said, do you know anything about HTML? I said, no. Do you know what Flash is? I'm like,
on a camera?
Yes. Flash.
Yeah.
Remember Flash? I remember.
He handed me a very thick book and he dropped it on the table and he was like, good
Flash luck. For dummies.
I didn't interview you. You're going to have to learn on your own. And 3 weeks later, or maybe 4 weeks later, the COO came to me and said, you know, you're not doing very well. I don't know what's happening. I'm like, nobody's helping me. I'm not getting trained. And then I walked out and I talked to the gentleman that dropped the book and I said, from now on, you are going to answer my questions. You will drop that phone if I have a question and it will happen. And then we are going to work together like a team. And he's been my friend ever since.
Really? Very cool. So how did you then transition to the auto side?
So I've been in the digital space for a long time. I worked in telecommunications. I've worked in CPG industry. I've worked in several different companies in e-com. And then I got this recruiter called me one day and said, we have an opportunity at AutoNation. And I was like, well, that's interesting. We want you to come in and just sort of, you know, stand up our digital products. They weren't doing any display advertising at the time. They didn't even know how to dip their toe in.
Around what year was this?
We want you to build that.
Around what year was this?
This was 2014.
Okay.
So I came in and that's what I started. I started the display program for them. It was a very interesting program because it's a complex environment, as you know, in the auto industry. And then the complexity that we had across multiple stores and multiple brands, and it's how do you get all of that working in a capacity where you can build for the masses and not for the individual store, but still satisfy the need. Mm-hmm. And you have all the other nuances in the auto industry. And that's what we did. We built it and we had a creative element and a dynamic element associated to it. And then it just sort of grew from there. And as I stayed with the company, my role grew with the company, eventually overseeing all of the digital and performance advertising for the organization and working with multiple agencies over the years and trying to consolidate as much as we can, because at AutoNation, not much like any of the other dealer groups out there, we are a very centralized organization. We support, we love all of our stores the same, all of our children, we love them all, but we do support it at a corporate level from a centralized perspective, and that's worked for us. Although, you know, I'm sure some of our stores would say, hey, I want to do it on my own. But we really do try to do our best to support all of them and base everything on a performance level that, you know, is going to benefit the organization overall. I mean, that's really our goal. So it's been an interesting path over the years, just working with multiple agencies and meeting people throughout the industry and just trying to make it work for us. We've had some really good team members across the board. Like, I had the best team before.
I
left in 2020 and I went into residential real estate for a very large residential real estate company, and I stayed with them for 2.5 years, and AutoNation called one of my colleagues.
Comeback story.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yes.
This is a comeback story.
Yes.
And I couldn't stay away.
I
loved automotive. I was torn when I actually left, and still stayed in touch with so many people while I was gone. And it was funny, even in other industries, they always compared everything to automotive. I was like, hey, it just keeps coming up. I feel like I need to go back. And one of my colleagues got promoted, and she's like, Melissa, I need your help. We're doing some other work that I wanted to do 4 years ago. I'm like, oh, I'm super jealous that you're doing this now. So she's like, I just, you know, we want you to come back.
And let me ask you this.
That happen.
So you talked about coming from a non-auto background, coming into automotive, going back in the real estate, coming back. What are the similarities in from your perspective, moving into the future of automotive advertising? What similarities come from the other worlds, like real estate or CPG. How should automotive move to be more effective?
You know something, it's funny because anytime I've ever gone from one industry to another, or one vertical, I will call it, to another, they've all said the same thing. Nobody could get it right with data. Like, we just, everybody's still trying to work
on
it.
I'm like, whew.
Yeah, it's the consolidation
like the
of it.
Ones that aren't getting the right
It's the consolidation of it. How do you action on it? Like, that's a problem for everybody. It's not just a problem for auto. It's a problem for everyone. CPG is especially hard because they're usually like, they're really like a B2B business, you know, like whatever product they're trying to sell, they want it on the end cap of a Target, or they want it on an end cap of a Walmart. And that's like, that's not a B2C model.
Yep.
And they're trying to consolidate data. How do they get it when Target's the one that's, you know, selling the product versus the actual company like Sunbeam owns it or what have you.
Right.
So everybody's trying to understand how to gather their data, how to consolidate, how to action on it, how to automate it, how to have more of like just that automation associated to it. And that's a big topic for everybody. You know, CDPs have been like the hot like thing
the
lately.
Buzzword.
But that's a buzzword. It's been around for years. We were talking about that at AutoNation 5 years ago before I left.
In automotive. That's why were you talking about it then, and it's only coming up to be a buzzword now, or broader awareness of it?
I don't know if it's adoption, people being afraid of like what's to come and how the direction that it's moving into more of an automated fashion where you can't really there's a control factor there, right? You can't, if you have automation, you feel like you lose control. And people are afraid of automation. Don't be afraid of automation. I spoke at a conference when I was in residential real estate a couple years ago, and I said the same thing. Like, you're afraid of automation. Don't be afraid of automation. Let the bots do the work. Monitor it, but let it happen.
It's going to be a natural. Efficiencies, right?
Yeah,
it frees you up to do other 100%. Impactful things.
Yeah, it's that whole, what percentage of your time are you spending on strategy versus activation? And that's a real thing. So it's just something you have to really consider. So we are really desperately trying to figure out how to automate things because we have so many stores.
Yeah.
And when you have that level of scale.
Is that kind of the project right now for you all?
Yeah,
or is there other
everything
stuff going
we do at scale.
Yeah.
You can't do it. Like, and people come to us all the time. Like, I can do this for you. Like video, for example. It's the hardest thing for us. We're not doing it for one individual store. I have 275 plus stores. How do you make an authentic video for each one of those individually and scale that? It's hard.
Oh, man.
It's hard. So it's something that we have to, like, we just have to figure out. But a lot of these companies come to us sometimes, like, we could do it for you. And then they get under the hood, no pun intended. They get under, and they're like, oh, that's going on.
Ooh.
And it's like, well, yeah, we told you. We weren't lying.
Yeah,
we said it was hard.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, we got to figure that out. So that's always an interesting conversation with anybody. So I take those conversations, you know, seriously, but with a grain of salt in a way, because we have to make sure that we're presenting ourselves right when we do talk with our vendors. There's a lot of work to be done. It's hard.
Man, I think that's the key, is like there's a lot of work to be done, and it's hard. If you're a single point, if you got 10 stores, or you got 300 stores, there's a lot of work to do, and it is hard. Like, someone write that down. I think that's the title of the podcast.
Yeah,
there's
right?
a lot of work to
hard.
Do, and it's hard. That's because it's hard.
Well, it's complexity is the key, right?
Yeah.
I was always told, it's complicated, Melissa, it's complicated. And I didn't understand until I really got in and dug in. I was like, oh, you're right. It actually is complicated.
Yeah.
So that was like the buzzword the year I started at AutoNation. It's complicated.
Well, Melissa, thanks so much for hanging out with us just
Absolutely.
A little bit. Peeling behind the curtain of your experience and the experience right now at AutoNation.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
Thank you for listening to In the Dirt with Asodu. We love the automotive industry and the people who make it run day in and day out. We would love to connect with you more through our Daily Dose of Fun, a free email that you can sign up for at asodu.com. That's ASOTU.com. We put our heart and soul into it every day. Thanks again for listening. Join us next time for more conversations in the dirt with Asodu.